Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, where would you rather be than right here with us, the Brilliantly Dumb Show? We're going to be bringing in Mikey V. We're going to be bringing in Joey Coldcuts, but sound the alarms. We have a new sponsor here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, Celsius. Let me tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I mean this when I say this. I thrive when I have a sponsor that I believe in and that I really do use day in, day out. I get so much more out of that sponsor gets so much more out of me. Roback, great example. They were a terrific sponsor. Celsius is the next Roback. This is an absolute no-brainer for me. Pre-workout, something to get you going, get a little pep into your step. A pre-workout, it's clean, it's crisp, it gets the job done, and I bang one of these home every single day. You'll see Celsius in your local supermarkets, wherever it may be. Get yourself some Celsius, tag Bob in it, because you know I'm drinking one with you. This is the great flavor. They got all different flavors. It's a damn good pre-workout. Conquer the day the right way, the only way, and that's by saddling yourself up with a good old grade A Celsius. Celsius, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is about to take you to the goddamn fucking moon. Fuck the moon. We're taking you to Mars. And with that being said, let's bring in the big fellow. That is Mikey V and Giuseppe D. It's time. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is here. Wow. Look at this background. We are seeing out of Mikey V. And of course, what's the Brilliantly Dumb Show without yours truly, Giuseppe D. Joseph, can you say hello to the folks, please?
Hello.
Wow. There he is. Let's clap it up, boys. Let's have a good episode today, huh?
Hey, I just want to give a first quick shout out to Joe on his 30-day transformation commitment that I saw on Instagram today. And
a lot of today's in that.
I just want to say, Joe, I'm here to support you. I'm all for it. That's a difficult thing to do because you're going from zero to 100, really. Let's be honest.
Well, tell the folks what's going on.
Yeah, Joe.
Wow, I feel like I'm slipping here, boys. I feel like I'm slowly losing an uphill battle, and there's no time like the present, one would say. So I'm gonna start a 30-day challenge where, you know, I'm not going to go cold turkey. I'm not going to like completely limit myself from, you know, the joys of life, but I am going to really focus on being accountable. 6 days out of 7 days a week, perhaps, I am going to limit myself. The alcohol
intake.
Intake is going to drastically decrease. It's going to be almost nothing. And then, you know, in terms of what I'm eating and the workout regimes are going to have to improve drastically. And Mikey V, that's maybe an area where you come in because I don't have the Peloton. So I know cardio is going to have to be a big part of it. But, you know, I want to feel good again. I don't want to be gassed walking up a side of stairs, you know, and I used to be a stud. I used to really, you know, I was an athlete. I was,
you know, you say so yourself.
Yeah. It's really.
Some would say you're still a stud in many regards.
I am. But I'm saying I don't have kids. Like, I don't have any excuses, you know.
I have
no excuses at this point. So I should be, you know, I want to take, you know, the Joey Swolcuts challenge. To, you know, this, I want to take it seriously. I think I can do this.
I think it's tremendous, Joe. I really do. I think it's very good on you. And I don't think there's really anybody out there who would have anything against what you're doing. I think it's absolutely tremendous. As Mikey V sucks down a Modelo there.
Happy Labor Day, boys, by the way.
Happy Labor Day. So Cutsy is going to go ahead and he wants to go on the weight loss challenge. You talk about a good way to go out, though. It was 102 degrees on the golf course yesterday, Mikey V. This guy's got
it was hot.
He had a bowl of turkey chili at the turn at the temple.
It was delightful, Bob.
It was good. He gave me a bite. It was very good.
Mean, that's like soup while you're sitting in soup. Yeah, that's a rough look.
Is that crazy?
I'll say this, Joe. Anything you need. I'm in full support of this. I will say this, the timing of this is very interesting. I'll continue the same regime I'm on. Obviously that won't stop, but to choose the first week of the NFL season as your kickoff week you want to talk about a guy who's going to be challenged Sunday?
Joe, we do have one issue. And no, I'm going to be here to support you the whole way through, but we do have an issue.
What?
It is tradition that week one, we do KFC Family Feast.
It's well, the only time we can order. You guys can eat it. I just won't eat it.
Oh, but wow. Then it's, well, look, that'll
look at that commitment. Look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But what we do is every week one, Mikey B, we do KFC Family Feast. It's the only time of the year that we will ever have KFC. Because to be quite frank, KFC is a dying franchise. They are dying right before our eyes. But the one time we have it, week one, NFL season, Joey D, does it not hit tremendously hard? Yeah, it's special. Hard?
But you know, the thing is, there's going to be a lot of people over at the house, you know, for Casa Della Cut Sunday football. You know, between you and Ticket and probably Yardbird will be here. And who knows, Teddy, I don't know who else will be here. But there's going to be a lot of people. So you guys can have the feast. I'll probably order some soup or something and just stay on the sidelines. I'm going to have a lot keeping me interested anyways, you know.
Joe, you could go full-blown, full bore starting today. You could go like nuts for 6 days straight, working out, really clean diet, really clean. And then Sunday, cheat just treat yourself to a cheat.
I don't mind
a cheat
day.
That's totally fine.
But yeah, you got to really work, though.
Absolutely, it'll work. Bro. Absolutely, it'll work. But you really have to stay completely diligent today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You have to be like on point, no cheating at all, nothing until Sunday. And then Sunday, honestly, maybe go for a little walk or jog in the morning and then just go nuts. And nothing's going to happen. That's not going to throw you.
Then you would feel a lot better about doing it because it's like you earned it.
You earned it. Yep.
If you really do day in, day out leading up to it, where it's very disciplined, you know, running and the whole day.
I mean, that's nice if that's an option, if that's on the table, if that's absolutely possible.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
You could do that. You could do that every week. I mean, now, you could do that every. I mean, I make Sunday my cheat day. That's kind of what I do.
You just make Sunday your cheat day?
Sunday's a cheat day.
And then Monday, Tuesday, you're a bull in a china shop every other day, Joe.
I guess that's kind of good because I look forward to Sundays even more than I already do.
Right.
That's
I will exactly say, right. I know, Joe, I am going to be there to help, but to not see Katsi going at that week one family feast is, I mean, it's something so
you're supporting
special.
Supporting me, Bob, but right
I know,
gates,
I know, but there's something so me, much so special about it. It really is. Now, I do wonder with the week one, and I think that, Mikey V, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes you'll do this, and then we start to lose them is – we have our buddy Teddy is coming from Jersey to LA. He's moving here. He's going to be in the apartment by me.
Special gentleman.
Another guy moving out to LA. God
we're getting
bless.
The whole career next, Mikey V.
No.
But I do worry that we have too many bodies in the living room. But Joe, you got to have
say
that
this.
Concern, though.
I'll say this. I think to do that weekly is a big ask to do that weekly.
Not weekly.
Once in a while, you have a big group like Sunday. This is going to be the first football Sunday that we're hosting. So I'm going to have my dad and all my brothers over. True. But after that, like, it's going to be very sporadic. Like, there'll be a weekend, the weekend you guys come. There'll be a weekend where I have friends from home. But, you know, few and far between, once we get into the groove of things, it will be me solo in the cave, full blown, both TVs, the Microsoft Surface Pad, ready to go. That's what it's got
to
be.
The problem is, like, for you, Mikey, like, that's like an invite for them to come over. Us, Joe, we have such a group of circle of friends here that expect to come over that know the importance of a football Sunday. They know where it takes place to where if one doesn't get invited, we're kind of leaving them out.
See, I think as long as everybody's committed to making the football Sunday good, then you're fine. If you start getting the guy who wants to bring his girlfriend over
we've experienced this, Bob.
I don't want to name names.
No, go. Name names.
Showtime did this before. Bear Down. We had a bunch of guys. He brought a girl over he wasn't even dating, and she was fucking terrible. It was one of the worst. So, like, as long as you don't have that happening, I really feel like all of us are committed to the football. All of us are committed to the red zone. We're committed to the props, to the prize picks, to everything that we have going on. So I think it's actually, if I'm being honest, the best moments we've had. If you look back last year, my favorite moment of the NFL season,
Lions game,
was the Lions game that we hit, the underdog against the Vikings. We had all the boys
it was
here.
It was a Jerry Don special.
Last second throw, the game, no time left. At the end of the game, they won. We were going bananas, Bob. It was so fun.
And all it takes, we've had, you know, a good friend of ours who's come over for the Football Sunday, Mikey B, but he doesn't get it. And he talks about work, what's going on with work. Like, we don't want that.
Who's this?
I'm not going to name any names, but you know, but you know what I'm talking about. That
has to be a committed
football guy. You got to be so committed. I'm okay with silence and just watching the game and focus Keenan on the games. But with the Showtime situation, and the OGs of the podcast will remember, me and Kotze were killing our bets, and it was a tremendous football.
I still remember the game. It was New Orleans versus the Cowboys.
That's correct. Yeah. But the Football Sunday was going tremendous. And I always like to, you know, look at Joe, or if there's a time on a Sunday, because they're so special. And when the vibes are high, look at them and say, this is what it's all about. Like, so.
Or no, you'll also say, you'll look at me and be like, Cutsy, take it all in right now. This is the pinnacle of the week. I mean, this is the highest moment we're going to have all week right here, right now. Just take it all in.
So Saturday, much to the chagrin of Holly, obviously, because I made a mistake. You know, I invited people over for a soft opening of the cave. This is probably
a soft opening.
Not the grand opening, but a soft opening. So anyway, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Now, obviously, that's a game of magnitude for me where I was literally like all day. I was just like, that's all I was thinking about. But obviously, having friends over. Now, the bar top stone didn't come in. The guy installed the bar top stone Saturday at 5 o'clock p.m. And I had people coming over at 5:30. So my wife she wasn't the happiest with me, but we got through it. The stone guy, phenomenal. Installed it in 45 minutes. He was in and out, done. Beautiful. He was like, you could use it right away. It doesn't need to set. It's perfect the way it is. Just go. I said, okay. Had my friends over. Now, one of my buddies who came over is a diehard Florida Gator fan. Came over all his Florida Gator gear, my buddy Ant. And he was watching the Gator game on the TV by the bar with his brother-in-law and Dickie Gass was betting both games. So he was bouncing back and forth. And then on the big screen, I had Ohio State. But there was a moment where the Florida game's going on, and that game, Florida unranked, upsetting number 7 Utah. Florida gets an interception to end the game. And my buddy goes fucking crazy. And then I'm watching Ohio State, and Ohio State hits a touchdown, a deep pass from Stroud to take the lead over Notre Dame, like almost simultaneous. And it was like, it just is an indescribable feeling. The vibes were just perfect. But getting back to my point, I had about 5 guys down here, and I got to tell you, but everybody is in the zone. Nobody here is like messing around. It's not like talking about work. Everyone's talking about what do we have in this game? Yeah. What do we have in that game? My team is on this TV. You got to be all in or it doesn't work. It does not work.
I will say, by the way, we got to give a lot of credit to the one and the only, because you know what? We gave him a very hard time. We put a lot of pressure on him. And it's not that we didn't believe him, but there was a lot of times where we had some concern about the cave being ready week one. Look behind Mikey V right
looks
now.
Looks phenomenal.
Cajon construction. I mean, he really, look at that setup, man. The bar looks terrific. The cave looks
terrific. The corner TV is off right now, but the TV in the corner. I mean,
he really, let's give it up for Paul Cajon, who did Mikey B's cave, really did just a spectacular job.
Also, got to give a shout out to my mother. She painted, she resurfaced the bar, did the whole bar job. So shout out, Mom. Couldn't have done it without you. Love you. Holly, Mommy Holly, Bellani. God bless. All the glory and God to Holly, Holly as well, because she deserves a lot of patience and a lot of perseverance from that young lady. Not a question about that.
I'll tell you what, Mikey V, and I really wanted to ask you, not to bust your balls, but I do think like that Saturday, Mikey V is at 9 in the morning our time, so 12 o'clock over there. He's locked into Iowa minus 10, an Iowa versus South Dakota game. And I'm thinking, there's no way Holly doesn't have to be watching the kids. The kids are probably running wild. Holly's watching the kids. Is that a Saturday, Sunday? Are you shut off, Mikey V? Is this like a thing with you guys, or like, are you still?
This is the level of sickness that I operate at. We have a dry erase board calendar upstairs that we change every month. It's a big calendar. Multiple people probably have something similar in their kitchens, but the purposes for me for that calendar is every Saturday and Sunday on that calendar for the month, I write Ohio State, kickoff time. Bears on Sunday, kickoff time. And then we work around that schedule. And Holly is excellent at that. You know, we plan our weekend outings with the kids to do the fall stuff, the pumpkin picking and stuff on the bye week.
Oh, yeah, playing, the pumpkin patch.
If they're playing at night, we'll go during the day. So, you know, that's how we plan around it. But, yeah, Saturday, you know, I wasn't really locked in, like, shut off completely until the Ohio State game kicked off. And then it was like, that was it. But the kids were, you know, almost asleep anyway at that point. All the other wives came over, my buddies. So they were all watching the kids upstairs. They got the big 70-inch TV upstairs. They're having a good time. They were eating, drinking. Everybody, that's the best part. You split it, you know, and it's, everybody's happy. So
folks, we need to interrupt the Real in the Dump show to let you know about the one, the only, the AG1. Coming out of the Boys and Girls from Athletic Greens, you talk about something that I'm taking every goddamn day. You're talking about AG1 from Athletic Greens. Pop AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie every morning the way that Bob does, and then you could go ahead and thank me later. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and more. Start the day right. It gives me a little bit of a pep to my step, keeps me healthy, keeps me clean, and most importantly for me, supports gut health. With the way that I eat, Lord knows that I need it. AG1 as well is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Your subscription with Athletic Greens comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months or even southern months where we get some sunlight and we don't get as much sunlight. Regardless of when you're taking it, rain, shine, or snow, Athletic Greens is a no-brainer. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You heard it here first. Pop their AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie 5-6 days a week. You can thank me later. I wanted to, I got a little surprise here for you gentlemen. I thought about it this morning because the Jet called me and just went on a tangent, like just a half hour, just
about what?
Just random stuff that he was pissed off about, which is a subtle sign that he's been doing a lot of gambling. And I knew, bro, I was just sitting there and he's just going on a fucking rant. You know, we need to do this. Bob, the sports needs to do this and that. And I said, wow. Jake, do me a favor. Do you want to come on the show and just give a fastball rant? Two guys he's got now that are losing their fastball. It's the fastball segment with the Jet. Jet, if you want to get it all out. The Jet, what in God's name is going now, on here?
I tell you what, Bob, I need like one Jet of those quarter zips. Looks like I Jet won a lot of money because he looks fantastic.
Yeah, Jet, you were just throwing a fit 30 minutes ago. You look better than you've ever looked.
I wasn't throwing a fit about the way I looked.
Yeah,
he looks fucking Jet, you look fantastic.
In Atlanta,
look at the prize picks.
Really nice, really nice.
Maybe making a serious power play with this.
Really nice Q zip. If only Prize Picks and Roback could collab on a Q zip, I'd really be in all my glory. But that aside, you look great. And by the way, that chair that Jet is in right there, don't look twice at that chair. That's like that looks to me like a $500.
I picked it out with them. I picked it out with
them. Yeah, it's called the IKEA special.
How much was that chair, Jet?
It wasn't cheap.
No, it was like $200, $250.
It was like almost $300.
At least.
Yeah, at least. It's a
really big one. I sit in it 28 hours out of the day.
So. We know. By the way, with the prize picks coming up, it's a beautiful, beautiful time to mention that last time I checked, gentlemen, it is week 1. And that means if you're riding the right way, you're riding with the boys. Prize picks, download yourself the app, promo code the boys. Giuseppe D knows the drill. Jet, from what I heard this morning, it was very clear that you were, and you know, you have some hardcore tangents. And I said, you know what, Jet, We're recording in 30 minutes. Let's bring you on. We'll do a fastball segment. There's nothing that Jet likes more than talking about a guy either gaining their fastball or losing their fastball, but it tends to always be losing their fastball.
Yeah.
Jet, yeah. Get it out. What are two people that you want to put on the line that are losing their fastball in life, in their career, whatever it may be? Get it all out.
Okay. I mean, it's so a couple things. So I'm sitting Friday night watching the US Open. I think it was Serena's last game. And I said, I'm watching, and all the celebrities came out for Serena, right? And I'm watching, and they're doing the celebrities, like Saquon Barkley was there.
Friend of the program.
Russell Wilson was there. And then they pan the camera to Spike Lee. Okay. And I'm looking at Spike Lee. He's wearing the goofiest outfit I've ever seen in my life. He had a red pinstripe suit with the same pinstripe hat. He may as well have a fucking propeller running around in his hat. And he was, I was thinking, and I was like, what does Spike Lee even do these days? Like what does he do? And if you ask anybody my age or me, now I understand he was a famous director or producer back in the day. The man shows up to Knicks games and does split screens on like CNN, and that's it.
Now, I got to be honest. From my, just like Jet's normal losing fastball takes, it's one of those things where it sounds so crazy at first, and then you shit on it, and you're like, you know what?
Yeah, maybe, no, I can see where he's coming from, Bob.
I kind of can,
but
too.
You know, Spike Lee doesn't serve any purpose any longer. Like, what's his purpose? I agree with Jet. The only time I ever see or hear of Spike Lee is when he's sitting at the Knicks game. And it's like,
he's a philanthropist.
It's assumed.
They talk about him as if he's this, like, god. And anytime there's anything going on, they're like, let's send it over to Spike Lee. And he's... Spike Lee to me is famous for telling Reggie Miller that he's choking. That's what I know Spike Lee from.
Okay, so
and
yeah.
I know there's a lot of people. Spike Lee did He Got Game. He even did I think Black Klansman, which just
that
came
was
out
good. Yeah.
Right. Listen, he took 40 years off. You know, he can come out with movies. But at the same time, I almost feel bad because Spike Lee's accomplishments. My accomplishments pale in comparison to Spike Lee. At the same time,
don't say that, Jet.
Don't sell yourself.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd say that. At the same time,
Spike Lee is throwing 65 outside right now. Okay, and that to my other point, that's what he is now. He's become like maybe he doesn't want to direct anymore, but now it's like whenever there's an issue, like CNN will be like, "We got Spike Lee on the line." Like that's what he's for now.
I see. I'm not much of a movie guy. So we all know that I don't really know his movies. I know he did He Got Game, which I've never seen. Is he wrong to say that, Mikey B?
That
Spike Lee has lost his fastball?
No, not at all. I don't, I don't see what purpose Spike Lee serves anymore. To me, he's just a goofball that sits at courtside at the Knicks games. I mean, I respect what he's done in his past, I suppose, but it's almost assumed, like, because he's courtside at the Knicks game, like, it's just I think Jet's right. They, like, defer to him as this guy who's, like, this source of whatever knowledge and information. And to me, I don't know. I just, what did Spike Lee ever bring to the table? I don't know. He's
kind of got to tip my cap.
Oh, he was good in the, remember Jet, the old MJ commercial? Wasn't he in the original?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Right, so he was in a commercial. Like,
Wanna Be Like Mike. I think he did the Wanna Be Like Mike.
Gotta Be The Shoes.
You gotta give him that.
Gotta Be The Shoes.
Joey
Day. Yeah, you gotta give him that.
He's a dork guy.
But I'm saying that's really what he does. He does like intros. Like before like Monday Night Football comes on, you'll get like a Spike Lee voiceover these days. That's what you're getting.
I get where he's coming from now. You're gonna have a lot of people, Jet, most of your takes. That a lot of people that are
it was very, Mars Black.
I mean, you think people are gonna rush to the defense of Spike Lee like he's their pariah, like he's just gonna they're gonna die on the cross.
I think this one's way more respectable than the Jerry Seinfeld.
He's never gonna catch the flack like he did for Seinfeld.
Oh, the Seinfeld one was ridiculous.
I did not catch flack.
Well, you're not checking the comments.
Seinfeld's undefeated.
Anybody else is on my side. Because you absolutely did get some flack.
I would like a couple strays, Jet.
You gotta go. Yeah. Now
what am I missing? I caught a few, but
by the way, Jet, the hair looks fantastic today.
Jay, you have a second losing their fastball, and then we'll let you go. Who else is bothering you?
But I got to give the last thing on Spike Lee is that he plays up that act. Like, he shows up, he dresses like a clown, he sits courtside, he does all of his antics. And if you're doing all of that, you got to bring something to the table. You know what I mean? Or just sit quietly and enjoy the game.
I wish I was famous for going to sporting events. Fuck. Well, that's kind of a nice gig.
Soon, you are famous. Soon. You are a little, Cuts, you are a little famous for dressing outrageously. I'll give you that.
Fair take. Fair take. Yep. Who else is bothering you, Jet?
Oh, so the other one, and this has been going on for a long time. I've just never said it. A long time. You want a guy who's lost his fastball. You ready for this?
Oh, God.
By the way, before you do it, I do think we need to make this a segment where Jet comes on 5-10 minutes.
And I look like, when I come on and I just roast a famous person who's more accomplished than me, I look like a dick.
Well, you are a dick, though. Like, no, like you are.
But now on like a mass scale, I'm sitting here like calling these fucking accomplished, these
You look very sophisticated while you're doing it today. Also I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So the guy who's, and this is like peak, maybe the top one we've done so far, it's Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, that guy sucked since day one. Dude, that guy stinks. He's been terrible. What was the movie he did? The Night at the Roxbury? That's his claim to fame. Give me a break. That guy's garbage. Maybe he wasn't in that.
Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, I hated him in The Departed. He was fucking terrible.
Wait, was he not at Night at the Roxbury?
I don't know, but he doesn't. But he did Cuts. He did like the parodies of Night at the. He did the fucking.
I thought he did Night at the Roxbury.
But with Jimmy Fallon, he was an actor. He was crushing it. He was in, actually, I don't even know if he's crushing it. The only movie I know from is from Fever Pitch. And when I was like 8, I thought it was so cool that they were like on the field at the Red Sox game. So I was like, this is cool as shit. He took over the Tonight Show, okay? Mm-hmm. And he turned it into a carnival. The Tonight Show used to have respect, right? When Jay Leno was on there, it was an interview show. You'd interview the celebrities. Jimmy Fallon has turned it into Friday night family board game. And he gets up there and he spins his fucking wheel and he makes all the impressions about himself and he makes these celebrities play these dumbass games. It's basically like a YouTube show. He does a full show and then he cuts the little segments and puts them on YouTube. He is a wannabe Bob Does
Sports. Let's call the Tonight Show exactly for what it is. The generation of these entertainers cannot hold a candle to the generation of entertainers from the days of Johnny Carson. When Johnny Carson hosted the Tonight Show.
Well, even Letterman
was great.
You bring
on Sinatra, Rodney Dangerfield. Like, you kid, there's nobody of that.
But I will even say, when I was growing up, Letterman and Jay Leno
better than today. I'm saying today's generation of entertainer, it just pales in comparison. So, I think he's got a lack of resources.
Jim Corden I do like, but I agree, though, that it's really gone downhill. My question is, though, Jet, like, now that you got this out, when we let you go, like, will you feel better that you got out, or will you just be walking around pissed off?
No, I got shit to do. It's Labor Day, Bob. I got work to do.
Should have got the day off, Jack.
He missed the memo on that one.
It might not even be it might not even be Jimmy Fallon. It might be late night TV has lost its fastball. Because nowadays, if you're a kid, you can go on the internet and you can go to this website called YouTube, and you can find shit that's way more entertaining than some celebrity talking about a movie they have coming out and then playing spin the wheel of who gives a fuck.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you see it's been a rough weekend on the betting slate.
I tell you what, Jet looks better than I've seen in a long time. He's really bringing the heat.
He rolled out of bed. Cuts, for as much as you said you did poorly on Saturday, that was me on Sunday.
Cutsy threatened quitting gambling like three times Saturday, and then all you need is one good play to where he's right back into life. Like, he jumps back on the
couch. Prize Picks was fantastic.
Prize Picks was tremendous.
They sponsor us. They're great to us. We're always going to support Prize Picks.
That was a hell of a hit.
I'm not going to be on
that board. Was emotional. That was an emotional win.
Last that play. Was
the Yankees special. Just lost the lead, man. These guys are you talking about losing?
You talk about losing a fastball.
Losing a fastball, man. This and it was Sanchez. This
the entire pinstripes organization has lost their fastball.
I'll be honest with you. I want the season to be done. I want to clear out the whoa, I do. No. I do.
Because they're not going to do anything. They're not going to unite. Bro, they're not going to do anything in the playoffs. No, they're not going to do anything.
Whoa, whoa. You know what? I same way I'm not going to Maine.
Come on, Bob.
I'm not going to the Bronx for a playoff.
Whoa!
I'm not. They're gonna lose, bro.
We're going there for Mikey V. We're gonna do fucking what's it called? Billy's.
So sick, man. This team stinks, bro. They really do. It's such a travesty.
Well, I still tell you to this day, it's all Aaron Boone. No, I'm sorry.
All Aaron Boone. Oh, Bob,
the other day they played the Angels, Bob. They had two men on, no outs.
Bob will die on the cross.
How do you not bunt first and foremost? And secondly, how do you not just try to sacrifice a run? They would have won the game.
Sacrifice a run?
No, I'm saying is that
there's another home run. Oh, God, man. This is a travesty.
Off the wall.
Off the wall.
Is he out?
Off the wall. Off the wall.
He's out. Yeah. We're back. We're so back. We're so back. Come on. Come on. All right, Binyamin, look, we appreciate it. I wanted you to be able to get that off of your chest. And you did exactly that. We'll see in the comments whether people agree with you or not. But you don't give a fuck. That's the beauty of you, Binyamin.
Yep, it is.
You do not care. You could say things that I wouldn't think to say. There's things that I would think that I wouldn't say. If you think, you say. And that's what makes the Jet the Jet. Jet, we will see you next time. Thank you very much, sir.
Love you, Jet.
Love you, Jet. I honestly, you, Jet. I truly feel like he feels better now. I really do. I really think he needed
it. He looks good.
He does.
He looks good. I thought he looked good.
Look into wearing glasses regularly. As far
I know. As that was a really nice good look for him. Yeah.
He looked like a slightly insane Clark Kent.
Yeah, sophisticated.
Like before he changes into Superman, like Clark Kent.
I also think too that Prize Picks, if you look at the merch that they have, they got to start selling this. Like, it's one thing
that quarter zip, man.
That quarter zip.
I'd love even a hat. You guys got all this stuff. I don't have anything.
Well, a lot of the stuff, like Jet got that in Atlanta. When we were in Atlanta, he got that. He just went through the boxes there. You know, they have very, very good merch. They really do. I just don't think they upped their merch game
big time.
It's crazy.
They made this athletic, like gray long sleeve shirt. The thing is absolutely money.
Speaking of tremendous, Joey D's been on this train for quite some time. And yes, it's so outrageously priced. It really is. But my, oh my, did I drop a baggie at Lululemon the other day?
Oh, good for you.
These good shorts for you. Are, I said,
everything they do is top notch.
Bro, it is high, high quality.
Lululemon really is, I would say they'd be on my top three of sponsorships I'd like to get.
You know, they got their own shoe now, believe it or not.
I don't doubt it. They're a Canadian based company originated out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Just throwing that out there. And on top of that, the stuff is just, it's just stupendous. It's really, it looks good. It feels good. It wears good. Lululemon is just setting the bar across the board, as far as I'm concerned.
Mikey V, as the avid Roback ambassador that you are, and there's nobody that loves Roback more than these guys here. Does that concern you as a potential competitor in the field?
Lions don't concern themselves with the
opinion. Oh, for the love of God.
So I'm just saying, listen, this is the Labor Day Grill Master Polo.
Get that plug, like Mikey D.
Barbecue grill on here, bottles of ketchup, hamburger, hot dog. I'm going to go right out and grill up some burgers for the family right after. And what better shirt to wear from our friends at Rollback?
Get that
15%
plug.
Off anything you need. 15% off anything you need. You go right to my IG profile, click the link. We don't need a promo code. You just click that link. It's going to take you right where you need to go. And you just check out, and there it is. Boom. No work. No arduous effort. You just go, you click, and you buy. That's it. The best athletic clothing, the best clothing, most comfortable. Lululemon, yeah, okay, good for them. But Roback, number one, always.
I do love me some Roback, man. Look, you're not going to get an argument from me here. It's the absolute cream of the crop, the best of the best. Those boys do. And just all class, top to bottom.
Yep,
gentlemen, unless there is something that you guys want to put a takeout on for, actually, you know what? Do you want to do a round of buy or sell before we go into the top five?
Sure.
Sure. Joseph, would you like to start us off?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to buy country clubs, Bob. They're undefeated and they're as good as it gets. We went yesterday to a good country club. And why are you looking like that, Bob?
I mean, that's like saying you're buying first class on an airplane. Like it's obvious, no? I mean, it's the best.
It's like buying
a lot of people jets. Probably haven't experienced a high-end country club. I'm just saying. Oh, well, okay. When you go somewhere, that's just Bob. Did we not have a great day yesterday?
We had a tremendous day.
It looked like a good time.
It was fantastic. Day. And you know, shout out to our guy Matt Jacobson for bringing us out. We played Brentwood Country Club. You know, not like I like how Mikey V. By the way, on a side note. We'll go like through like these long lengths of saying the country club names. Like what was Cherry, the one you said?
Berry, Cherry Oak Bay, Oakwood,
Tremont, Freewood,
LaGuardia International,
Jasper International Airways.
It's unbelievable. It's one of the best bits of all time.
But that being said, I want to say it was a stupendous day. It was excellent. We had a great time. And if you haven't experienced playing at a high end country club, it's just, there's nothing like it. You just like, even when you make bad shots, Bob, you feel like you're just, you know, you're in a good spot.
It's really tremendous. And I've been saying that I've wanted to do Wilshire for the longest time. And I think that if I did do it, I would be so happy. I don't even want to say
you got to pull the trigger, Bob.
Yeah. I don't want to go through. You got to then play with a member so that they approve you. And mind you, I'm sure they would. You know, but I wouldn't, it's just like going through that's where I just got to get through it and do it. Cause I know once I'm in there, it would be amazing. And I really appreciate amenities and that the amenities at this place. I mean, who's having turkey chili at a halfway house, you know, after the ninth hole? It's now, mind you, if that was like a nice fall day or winter day,
it would be amazing. And I think joining a country club, it's like getting global entry. You know, it sucks to get, you know, go through all the rigmarole and all the process and everything. But once you get it, you're just so grateful that you have that at your disposal.
Yeah, I know.
I would imagine, you know,
I really just got to pull the trigger there. Okay. I'm going to buy as well. I'm going to buy a tennis player. Now I'm not much of a big tennis guy at all, but he makes tennis so much fun. Have you guys seen this Nick Kyrgios?
Yeah.
He is worse than John McEnroe. He is an absolute grade A lunatic. He's yelling at his corner. He was yelling that there was people smoking weed. He's just an absolute nutcase and so fascinating. I mean, you can't help but watch. I mean, like, he's the reason right now that I'm watching tennis. So yes, there's got to be a lot of people out there that don't like him. You can't deny the fact that the guy is box office. He just won the quarterfinal, I think, in the US Open. So he's moving on. I want to see him keep moving on because every time he plays, it is so, so fascinating.
Yeah, he's been like that for a while, Bob. He's been on the scene for a while. And he's known for a party animal too.
Yeah.
He gets after it. He goes out. He's pretty crazy. Birdon, do you know who he is?
How old is he?
He's got to be like in his late 20s.
Yeah, yeah, looks, late 20s?
He looks. Yeah, he's a young guy.
I thought he was in his early 20s.
Well, I think too, the reason that he's getting so much
been around
now
for a
is,
while.
Yeah, but now he's really making a move. Like, now he's been playing in finals, and now he's like really moving, and he's getting crazier and crazier. So he's getting more eyes on him. I think he's terrific. He comes up on my TikTok all the time, and I love when he does.
I think he was dating somebody famous too.
That would check out. He's a good-looking guy, too.
I don't know.
You don't think he's a good-looking guy?
Are you investigating that now, Joseph?
I'm trying to look to see who he was dating. I thought he was dating somebody for a while who was pretty high up in the public eye, but I'm not going to. It's not necessary for me to search it up. Ben, are you buying or selling this week?
You know, I was gonna buy, and then you guys are both buying, but I think I still have to buy.
Yeah, buy if you want to buy.
Yeah.
I think I am buying, and I think, what the hell was I going to buy? Oh my God. I think I blanked out. I think I totally blanked out. I was buying. I don't remember. We're going to have to skip.
I'll do a side one, Bob.
I don't remember.
The selling
blank, John.
the selling of the video replay, I think it's gotten out just atrocious. Last night, okay, mm-hmm. Mikey V, we're watching the tail end of that game. Phenomenal game, okay? Phenomenal game, Florida State versus LSU. And they got – LSU got the first down, right? Which by technicality means the clock stops.
Yeah, when his knee hit inbounds, the ball was
– challenged that he was not inbounds, or that because the call on the field was he was out of bounds, which
they challenged that he was inbounds, right?
Yes,
I don't know.
But it
I
didn't
know
change.
How, I know.
It
I
didn't
know.
Change the outcome of the fact that they were still going to get a play left, and we were sitting there for 10 minutes when the vibe of the game was so high, and it just killed it. Like it took the wind out of the sails, and it was for a meaningless call.
Also,
and I think sometimes it's just so overdrawn. It's not necessary. Sometimes it's. I don't know.
I don't know what that was, because in my opinion, the ball, as far as I understand the rule, and I guess it had to do with the fact that a challenge came in and stopped play. As far as I've ever known in college, unless a timeout was taken, first down happens, no matter what part of the game it is, the clock will stop until the official sets the ball. Once the ball is set, the clock rolls. If that happens, unless the center immediately gets the ball back there. Now, in my opinion, his knee hit with 2 seconds left, not one.
Yes,
but they didn't change it. But they didn't change it. They kept it at 1 second and said LSU will have one final play. So to me, that means that the clock is not going to start. I don't understand why that is.
I think, too, with the challenges, obviously you got to have them. It's just, I think what everybody would agree on, the frustrating part is how long it takes. Like, even these ones that are so clear, it's like, let's just, you know, I get big moments in the game and stuff like that, but like everybody can see it on a lot of these, and it takes so long. They started doing it with the NBA, and as if the NBA games weren't dragged up enough with the fouls at the end, it takes them forever to.
I agree, Bob. I think the video replay is necessary. I think it's just overdrawn.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, like Mikey V, we were waiting for that last throw to see if we were going to hit the prize pick.
I know.
And I was sitting on pins and needles, and I'm like, for the love of God.
Good throw, good catch, by the way.
Great play, but we waited an extra, an unnecessary amount of time for
time. I'm going to tell, I remembered what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it now. I was going to buy, but I'm actually going to sell because you guys both bought. I'm going to sell streaming services. I've been bouncing around these new TVs and the TV setups down here, and I still have cable, right? And I will never cut the cord. As long as there is cable, I will always pay for cable. I will not cut the cord. But what they make you do with these streaming services, who carries what show is only on this one, what channel you could get live on that one. I can only watch this if I log in through this provider. If you don't have a provider, you got to buy a separate package to watch this. There's a million shows out on this one, but the show doesn't exist. It's so desperately money hungry, and just it didn't stream. Now, the point streamlining means to simplify and put everything into one place to get it. It did the complete opposite. It's so all over the place. Peacock, Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, Hulu. this plus that. It's so ridiculous. I can't even get Hulu. Dugu Plus, Disney Plus. It's so fucking frustrating. And then you got to update these apps, and they need new software. And then you got to put it on this one. And then Amazon Fire Stick only carries these, and the Roku device only carries those. And it's just so fucking confusing and just so annoying, because then you end up having it. I got all these things now. I've run test runs now because I got to make sure come next Sunday I have NFL Sunday Ticket running on one TV, Red Zone running on the other TV, and being able to access cable on both. And that's, it's a job.
I think the biggest problem with the streaming service, especially when it comes to sports, because now Peacock does the Yankee games, then you got to go over to Apple TV then you got to go to Amazon Prime. And the biggest problem for me is it's one thing, you know, just the rigmarole it is to get on there, but it's at the same time, it takes longer to update. It's delayed. So you could go to the ESPN app
the
and
updates
see what
are brutal.
And there's not the worst.
That's why Yankees that's why I won't cut the cord, Bob, because I can't have that. I can't be behind a minute.
I'm with
the Yankees chat. a lot of times I don't even know. I already know what's going to happen in the game because I see you guys are texting the Audi Club, so I already know what happens.
I'm with you, Mikey V. I'm old school. Give me the original cable over everything else.
Can't be beat. Yeah. Can't be beat.
Because there's ways you can get the movies and all that shit from your computer. You can put an aux cord into your TV and watch all the movies. But like the original cable's got all the games. It's got all this. I got all the TV packages. It's undefeated.
Movies is one thing, but when you start with live TV now and bouncing all around, it's just so frustrating and annoying. Last night, ABC, like the one night I was watching the Florida game, ESPN app on the one TV. Then last night I wanted to watch LSU, but that was on the ABC app. So I had to log in and download the fucking ABC app. Then I wanted to watch the boxing fight last night. That's on the Fox Sports app. That's another. Yeah. Like it's just to buy a fucking pay-per-view. Like, come on, man. Come on.
It's a different world now, gentlemen. It's a different world now.
Shoot me. Take me back to the 50s.
But would that be? No, because you know, Mikey, the 50s didn't have this. The 50s would not have had us here on a Zoom call today. Yeah,
we would not have been where we are.
You're right.
Me and Giuseppe would be at the hotel. Be a different world. So God
bless. There were no podcasts in the 50s.
That's correct. Not as far as I'm concerned.
That's confirmed, Joe.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from our sponsor. Folks, as we all know, mental health is one of the most important things out there. And you got to do whatever you got to do to make sure that the mind and the body is right. And there's no better way to do that than BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat online therapy sessions. So if you don't have to see anybody on camera, if you don't want to, you don't have to go into an office. It's easy and it's affordable, much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. I know for me, it's always good to talk to somebody. It's always good to air it out, especially when that person is a professional. And with BetterHelp.com, you can do just that. Not only can you do that, but starting now, our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. Again, 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS to get 10% off your first month. Take care of your body. Speak to somebody. Take care of your mind with BetterHelp.com. All right, boys, let's go on over to the top five. Today's top five is brought to you by Mikey V. Mikey V, we are going to be doing top five deli meats. Now, I just want to get the rules out here. Deli meats, you guys said, like, something that I asked, like, you guys were okay with pastrami. We're not talking like chicken cutlet's a no-go, right?
No, and chicken cutlet would be like my number one.
Right.
No.
Same.
That does not count.
Okay. I just wanted to clear, but we are okay with pastrami.
Pastrami is absolutely a deli.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So let's start out with, let's go Mikey V, let's go Giuseppe D, and I'll close the show.
All right. Number five, I have the very same pastrami. I have pastrami at number five. I think pastrami or Reuben, I think pastrami is, if done right. Now, if it's too fatty, it's not that, then it could be, that's why it's five on my list. Cause I think if it's not quality, then it could really be compromised quite easily, but I got pastrami at five. Number four, capicola or gabagool, as most Italians would call it. I think that's a solid meat, especially on like platter style service, antipasto style service. Capicola, number four. Number three, give me roast beef at three. I love a nice piece of rare roast beef. Again, another meat that the quality has to be high, but if it is and it's rare, really nice roast beef sandwich. Roast beef club sandwich really is really nice. Triple decker roast beef club. Can't beat that. Number two, all around, probably the most solid, reliable deli meat there is turkey, in my opinion. I think turkey, the versatility of turkey sandwich, turkey rolled up with cheese, it works anywhere. If I'm stuck and don't know what to order, I probably just will defer to a turkey sandwich, and you really can't go wrong. It works with mayo, works with mustard, it works with oil and vinegar. Anything you want to throw at turkey, it's ready for it. And number one, give me prosciutto di Parm. To me, the most exquisite of all deli meats. You could serve it with melon. You could put it on a sandwich, a little prosciutto, fresh mozzarella, balsamic glaze on a nice piece of Italian bread. You throw a chicken cutlet on there and some long hot peppers, and my God, you're in my fantasy zone right there. So I'll take prosciutto one, turkey two, roast beef three, gabagool four, pastrami five.
Joey D, are there any issues on your end with that?
No, solid list.
Good. Okay. Solid list. We'll send it on over to you now, Joseph.
I'm going. This is something I'm very dear about. I'm going very Italian strong. Like, I like turkey breast. I like pastrami. I like roast beef and all that. But I'm going, when I think deli meats, I think of my childhood. I think of my eating, you know, lunch at my Nona's house. I think of a classic traditional Italian cuts. So at five, I'm going to go with mortadella. I think mortadella is a great, almost a underappreciated, underrated deli meat. I think it's really good, great in sandwiches, or just if you want to eat straight up. At number four, I am going to go with capicola. Capicola or gabagool, however you want to call it. It's got that spiciness to it that just makes it really delicious, really brings out the best of it. At number three, then I'm going to go with soppressata. Again, my Nono used to make this. He used to cure the sausage and in the garage. With this, you could just cut it up into little pieces, have it with some Parmesan cheese. Yep. It's unbelievable. If you know, my favorite meal, if it's not homemade pasta from my Nona, is a quick meal with some olives, some Parmesan cheese, some cut up like soppressata, and then like my Nona's homemade bread with some olive oil and some burrata. I mean, it's just undefeated. Then at number two, I'm going to go with salami. I think salami is just a standard great cut. I think it's really undefeated. And at number one, I'm with Mikey V. I think prosciutto to me is so far and above anything else. Prosciutto di Parma, prosciutto crudo, any of those, they're just exceptional. I will always order it on pizza. I'll have it. I'll have it if it's in pasta. I'll do it in pasta. I'll do it just straight up with cheese. It's delicious. It's the best. It's undefeated. Prosciutto number one. You can't convince me otherwise.
Mikey V, any issues over there?
No, and I appreciate him going with the Italian landscape. I'm going to be honest, Joe, soppressata to me, hot soppressata sliced, the only thing about that, and I like dried sausage also, dried sausage. But yeah. To me, that doesn't hit as like a deli meat. To me, that's like an antipasto, just a meat side. But I have no issue with Joe using it at all. And salami, I am not a salami guy. I've never liked salami. It's just not for me. But I don't have any issue with his list whatsoever. No.
Yeah, I the more I look at it, I got a very American list here. Of me.
Gonna start off with some liverwurst here, folks.
I got honey ham at five.
Give me
the Black Forest ham. The Black Forest ham.
That's all right. Just don't throw fucking liverwurst.
Now, Bob, can I ask? Did you know half the things I was mentioning?
Yeah, like Mortadella. Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. No,
Bob knows his way. Or he don't know movies, but he knows his way around a plot. That's for sure.
He does.
Yeah.
Bob is a foodie.
I got honey ham at five.
I have no problem with ham. I like ham. Yeah, so
it gets more American. Number four, give me turkey. I just think turkey is good.
He's got to have it.
What's a life without turkey?
Some olive loaf for three.
Then three, I'm with Giuseppe D. I love salami. I think there's so much.
Salami's good, Bob.
You know, every morning I have Trader Joe's does this little, they call it like a protein palette. And it's got a little cheddar crisps. It's got almonds. And then it's got salami. And I do that. What, Mikey?
What? Sure, bro, are you sure you're not 72 years old, bro? Yeah, every morning I have the protein palette from Trader Joe's. Little cheddar crisps, little almonds in there. Make sure my protein levels are where they need to be.
It's
unbelievable.
So many people do impressions of me. Mikey V's, these Yankees, man, I'm sorry. I'll stop doing it, but they're just, it's so hard to watch. It really is. They're such a disaster. Give me pastrami at two. I absolutely just love a good old pastrami sandwich. Give me pastrami at two. And then number one, I got prosciutto as well. I think that
is the king.
Yeah, I really do. I think everybody kind of I find it hard to believe that we'll have a lot of doubters with it. I think it's a no-brainer.
People say turkey breasts. People love turkey breasts.
Like real ones though. Like I feel like the real ones will know that that's where prosciutto belongs. Fellas, happy Labor Day to you. I know we're recording right now, Labor Day. I appreciate you boys and I love you boys and I wish you The best rest of your holiday here. It's been another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show, and a fun one, to say the least. That's Giuseppe D that you're looking at right there. It's also Mikey V. Promo code the boys if you want to ride the Mikey V train. This man is hot as a pistol. We didn't really get into it today, but he is very, very hot. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time. That's another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show.